The note on Matt's door told me to come on in and head for the basement.
Hello.
Matt's 110-year-old home has what's called around here a Michigan basement. Basically a cement floor, stone walls, low ceilings, not glamorous. Matt is spraying expanding foam insulation up in that area where the floor framing sits on the foundation. The sill plate, which is basically nothing more than 1.5 inches of wood between the inside of your home and the great outdoors.
There's no insulation between your house, where you're living part, and the foundation itself.
Maybe you've been in a basement of an old house, and sometimes you can actually see daylight through the sill plate in places. Those leaks need to be sealed. That could be done with caulk. Then the area needs to be insulated. That could be done with fiberglass insulation.
What we decided to do both at the same time, seal and insulate, was use a do-it-yourself spray foam insulation kit from Tiger Foam. There's plenty of it professionals out there, and for most people, that's what I'd recommend you do. Go to the professional. If money is an issue or if you're a really handy person, these spray foam kits are fantastic.
The foam insulation kit costs about $300. It's basically two tanks, each about the size of a propane tank you'd use for an outdoor grill. A hose from each tank is attached to a spray gun that mixes the chemicals, and they make a sticky foam that expands into nooks and crannies and then hardens after several minutes.
Way easier than I ever thought they were going to be, by the way.
You still end up with a goof, though.
I did have a goof. There is a little bit of foam there dripping when I forgot to turn on one of the canisters. But what do you... Come on, Lester.
Matt's goof means he's got to wipe up some of the mess and spray again, but it's not a disaster. If you've got a big job, maybe new construction or a remodel that takes it down to the studs, you might want to consider a professional. John Cunningham owns Arbor Insulation in Ann Arbor, Michigan. He says, sure, if you're up to it, do it yourself.
You could assume that it'd be cheaper to do it yourself, and the kits are a really good option, especially for people that have smaller projects or they're looking to do the work in a very specific time frame or in a distant location, for instance.
And right now, there are federal tax credits for spray foam insulation, 30% up to $1,500. That credit is limited, though.
The tax credit is available for the material only, so the contractor should be separating out the material and the labor. And also, there are additional incentives from some utilities and more incentives coming down the pike.
Some states and even municipalities are considering additional incentives. One final note. To use the spray foam, Matt Grokoff is decked out in a white hazmat suit, latex gloves, goggles, a respirator.
You've got to take all the safety precautions. You've got to wear your goggles, your suit. And it's also can be messy, too. Any overspray and stuff that gets in your hair will stay in your hair.
And as he zips up, I get the hint, Matt has to get back to work.
I do. I've got 30 seconds before this nozzle sets up. So, Lester, thanks again.
All right. Sounds like my cue to get out of here. That's Matt Grokoff with GreenOvation.tv. I'm Lester Graham with the Environment Report.
Have fun.